And I want to say, as to the person, we don't know what homeowner, which homeowner shot at him. I guess they think that they did something wrong, which they did not. If somebody's breaking in your house, you're more than welcome to shoot them in Santa Rosa County. We prefer that you do, actually.
Sheriff Bob Johnson last week held a press conference about this serial, breaking into people's homes, running away from the police, going through multiple homes. It was a crazy story. Joining us now, we have Shane Tucker. He is the chief deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Happy Monday, sir.
Happy Monday. This was like something out of a movie or something. Just, you know, I think like Ferris Bueller's Day Off, but worse, because it's going into the homes and through the... And you see people do this all the time. But in real life, that's a pretty harrowing experience to have to endure.
It really is. And I think a lot of people, perhaps because they've never actually been exposed to or victimized by a burglary, I think a lot of people are under a... misunderstanding that burglary is not a dangerous and oftentimes a violent crime. Oftentimes when people break into a home, they do so when they know for a fact no one's in there, because really all they're interested in is taking stuff. When you're talking about a case where an individual breaks into an occupied home, that's very disconcerting. That could be one of two things, or it could be multiple things, but key in my mind would be one of two things. Either A, the person is in fact looking for a confrontation with a human being, which that's incredibly dangerous, or the person is mentally ill or intoxicated to the point where they really don't know what they're doing, which that in and of itself is dangerous as well. When we talk about a burglary of an occupied structure, we're not talking about, stuff on Ferris Bueller's Day Off or, minor type crimes. That's very serious, and you use the right word, harrowing.
Yeah, no, I always think about people who have their homes burglarized when they come home to find it. It's a very upsetting, and that's a whole nother level when you've got somebody actually come into your home. There's a completely unknown person standing in front of you, in your living room, threatening you. Or like the one person that Sheriff Johnson talked about, the woman who basically had to run back into her house and was chased by this guy, allegedly. And then, that's just... That's awful, absolutely awful. And I'm very much with the sheriff. Look, hey, you got a gun. This is why you have a gun, right?
Right. In Florida, as we've talked about before, the castle doctrine, a man's home is his castle, and he or she has the right to defend their home. And, our home is one place where we are entitled to feel safe and secure. And when people break into your home like that, they take away that safety and security. So we support our citizens protecting themselves and doing what it takes to keep themselves safe.
Absolutely. And, there's you and I have talked about this many times, as you said, but you are justified in shooting if you are afraid for your life limb or the life limb of your relatives, anybody else in your home. You may still choose not to. Okay, it might be a better choice not to, but you're justified in doing it. You're within your rights if you're inside your home and do it. One of the other things, you guys had a chase that you guys were helping folks, somebody coming out of Okaloosa County over the weekend?
Yes, sir. You may remember we had in the panhandle between Pensacola, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa, we had about three armed robberies last week. When the armed robbery took place in Crestview, the suspects fled over into our jurisdiction. Our deputies were waiting at the county line for them, and as expected, they came across the county line. So our deputies initiated a pursuit, and the suspects fled, and the pursuit got up to about 120 miles an hour before two of our deputies actually crashed. Thankfully, they weren't seriously injured. They were checked out, and then they were okay, but the suspects did match the description of the others. So I think this is probably a really good time to remind folks that, when you're out and about, particularly in nighttime, be very attentive to your surroundings and just be aware of what's going on around you. Don't leave a car unattended with keys in it and lock your car doors, and certainly please report any suspicious activity to law enforcement.
Absolutely. And I'm very glad to know that the officers are okay. But again, that's kind of the I don't know. I have trouble watching a lot of movies when they show these scenes where the thief or the villain or even the good guy purportedly is being chased by the cops, and the cops are all wrecking left and right. I'm like, those are my friends. You know, that's what I start thinking about. I was like, that's not a good thing, and yet we show it like it's some kind of no big deal. Nothing ever happens to those folks. Hey, last thing, Shane, is you guys have a Citizens Law Enforcement Academy coming up, right?
We do. We are so excited for the return of our CLEA, our Citizens Law Enforcement Academy. You may remember we suspended the program during COVID, and we are just super excited to get it going again. It is really a terrific program. It's 10 weeks long, and it gives Santa Rosa residents an opportunity to get an inside look at the sheriff's office and how our various components operate. As a matter of fact, it's such a good program. I actually had my dad attend it a couple of years ago. But anybody that's interested in learning more about it, they need to check out our website at santarosasheriff.org, and we can get you hooked up.
Absolutely. And look, I did this for the Pensacola Police Department several years ago, and it was a fantastic experience. I cannot recommend you try this. I mean, I certainly cannot recommend you try this good enough. It's very, very, very useful. Chief Deputy Shane Tucker at the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. We always talk to him Monday about this time. Chief, thanks so much for the time, sir, and thanks for what you do. We'll talk to you next week.
It's a pleasure, Andrew. Talk to you soon.